The command of Mem Gimel Mabeis quotes a mission in Gittin, which is found on Daf Samach Dalet Mabeis, regarding a get of a Nara Marasa. Who is it that receives that get? So the Mishnah tells us this is machlokis between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah tells us that Nara Marasa hi va'aviyah mekablin es gita. The get can be given to her or it can be given to her father. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and comments that ein shtei yadayim zochos ka'achas. It's impossible. How can you have two individuals with a din bailin? And therefore it must be ella aviha mekabel es gita bilvad. And therefore the get of Nara Marasa can only be given to the Av, it cannot be given to the Isha herself. Rashi has an important comment, right, in that Mishnah in Gittin Samach Dalet Mabeis, which is against what Rashi writes in our Sugya. Rashi writes, why is it Ohi Ohaviyah? Rashi says the following, he, you can certainly give the get to her, because after all, Yesh Layad Dehag Dolehi. You can give it to her, because after all, she's not a Ketana, she is a Nara. A Nara has a full Yad, and therefore, of course, the get can be given to her. And in addition to that, va'aviyah nami zakai lekablo, because after all, the father, as the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Kedushin, has the right to marry her off, and in turn, he has the right to accept the get. So Rashi, in explaining why ohi, why it's possible for her to receive her get, Rashi says, after all, she certainly has a yad, because Daha Gdolahi, according to this view of Rashi, it is clear that this is only true when it comes to a case of a Nara. This would not be true when it comes to a case of a Ktana. When it comes to a Ktana, so the Chachamim certainly would be molded to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that only Aviha Mikabel es Gita. There's no possibility of giving the get to her. That is against what Rashi writes in Arsugya, because Rashi writes here on Daf Mem Gimel Beis Dermaskam Nara Murasa, Rashi writes the following, that Hu Hadin L'Ktana. Just as there is a machlokis in the case of Nara, there is a machlokis in the case of Ktana as well. If that's true, why does the Mishnah say Nara Murasa? According to the Rashi and Gittin, you understand very well, the machlokis is Dafka Nara. If the machlokis is regarding both cases, why does it mention only the case of Nara? So therefore Rashi comments that simply lodiach hakocho de Rabbi Yehuda, to tell us how far Rabbi Yehuda goes, that even in a case of Nara, where she is considered to be a gedola, and she certainly has an independent yad, nonetheless this is not true when it comes to get, and therefore only aviha mekabel es gita. So two different possibilities, two different deos in Rashi, whether it's Nara dafker hu hadin lektana. The Tosfos in Gittin and Daf Samach Dalet Mabeis Damasko Nara points out the Rashi's, that Rashi and Gittin writes it is only regarding a case of Nara, Ketana certainly not. And Shuv Higir Rashi Beperek Beis Dekedushin know that Hu Hadin Lektana. But Rashi in Arsugya disagrees and maintains that is not the case. Tosfos explains even further. The Gemara tells us to Gittin Samach Dalet Mabeis B'mai K'mitzvagein. What exactly is the machlokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says the following, Rabbanan Savre, Yada Yeserta Zachila Rachmana. Even though normally speaking it's true, that as Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos Kachas, that how can simultaneously you allow two individuals to exercise this right, this Yad? The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, that no, Yada Yeserta Zachila Rachmana. The Torah here includes an additional Yad. An additional yad. Who is this yada yeserta that the pasuk allows? So here Tosfos explains the following: Rashi shita is dafka nara, avoktana only aviha. That means the following: that up until now, when she was a ktana, of course only the av had a right to makabel kedushin. So when now we're introduced with the fact that there is a new Yad, who is the Yad Yeserta that the Gemara writes? That is the Yad of the Nara herself. That is the extra Yad that the Torah allows for. However, Tosfos points out that perhaps one can assume that the opposite is true. After all, the Chiddush of the Rivam, Tosfos writes, is as Rashi writes in Ar Sugya, that certainly the get can be given to the Ketana, of certain the Nasan Biyada, that a get can be given to her. If you're telling me a get can be received by the father, that is the reference in the Gemara of Yada Yeserta. That here the Chiddush of the Torah is that we allow the get to be given to the Av. The fact that the get can be given to her isn't that obvious. That is Pashur Pshat of V'nasan B'yada. And therefore Tosa says, Ha Darmina B'Gemara, Yada Yesera Zachil Rachmana, Hainu Yad Ha'Av. So two different days in Tosas. Who is the Yada Yesera? The Yad Hanara or the Yad Ha'av? And Tosas writes that this in turn should be Ha V'Hatalia. If you assume, as Rashi writes in Gittin, when it comes to a Ketan, it is only the Av, so the new Yad we're speaking about is her Yad. If you assume that no, you always have the option of giving the get to the Yad Ha'isha, after all, because V'nasan B'yada, so therefore, any additional Yad means someone other than the Eishes Ish herself, namely that is considered to be the Yad Ha'av. When the Rivam states this Chiddush, again the Rivam is, as Rashi writes in Arsu Genara in Hu Hadin L'Ketana, the Rivam writes the following, that if you look in the Sugya and Kedushin a little bit later, on Daf Mem Dalet Amabez, you find a clear raya from the Gemara that it is Nara Vuhu Hadin Ketana, and one should not distinguish, as Rashi does in Gittin, on Daf Samach Dalet Amabez. What is the raya from the Sugya and Daf Mem Dalet? The Gemara says the following, the very bottom of Mem Dalet Amad Aleph, the very top of Mem Dalet Amabez, the Gemara says that Bayimine Rava Mirav Nachman. Naru man hu shetasa shliach lekabel gita miyad bala. Would you allow this Nara to go ahead and to appoint a shliach in order to receive her get? As we've discussed earlier, there certainly is shlichus of the Baal, shlichus of the Isha. In this particular case, would you allow this Nara to appoint a shliach in order to accept the get on her behalf? What exactly is the issue? The Gemara says in Daf Mamdam means the following. V'ahachi kami boile, mi alima kiyad aviha l'shavye ihi shliach? Olo, do we assume that hers is a complete yad, comparable to the yad ha'av, that would allow a shliach to be appointed? Olo, or perhaps that's not true. The nara can receive the get, but the nara cannot appoint a shliach. The Gemara says the following, Rav Nachman responded that Amar Leh, that ein osa shliach, that no, the Nara can receive her get, but she cannot appoint a shliach to do so on her behalf. The Gemara says the following, that esve, ktana shamra hiskabel gite. If a ktana will turn to someone else and say, I want you to go ahead and to receive this get on my behalf. So, eino get, ad she get the yada. That is not considered to be a legitimate form of shlichus, that once the get will enter the Yad HaShliach, the Gerishin is now, but Eino get, Ad Shiagia get, the other. So in a case of Ktana, this is the Sukin Gitnandav Samachay. In the case of Ktana, then Eino get, Ad Shiagia get, the other. But isn't the Mashmos that Hanara, when it comes to a case of Anara, certainly Hareza get. When it comes to a Ktana, obviously a Ktana cannot appoint a Shliach, and therefore the get must be given to her. But the implication of that statement is that if it's a Nara, then Hareza get. So don't you see that a Nara can appoint a Shliach for the purpose of Kabbalah's a get? The Gemara says the following, that no, Hocha mayaskinan v'she'ein lo'av. No, maybe we're talking about the following, not as you thought. We're talking about yesh lo'av. We're talking about a case of ein lo'av. And when did we assume that question? That whether a Nara can appoint a Shliach, that's only if there is an Av. If there is no Av, so in such a case, of course, she can go ahead and do so. There she has the absolute Yad, and she can appoint a Shliach in order to receive her get. Good? So even though it's clear from that Sigin Gittendav Samachay that a Nara is Osa Shliach, the Gemara says maybe that's a limited case of Ein Lo Yad. Good? What was the Havamina? We weren't talking about that case. We were talking about a case of yesh lo'av, the normal instance. Well, if it's yesh lo'av, so what then does the Mishnah say? Tana sha'ama his kabbalah gita, the get cannot be given to a shliach, but eino get ad shi'agia get li'ada. It is not chal until it reaches her. So don't you see explicitly that b'makom sheyesh lo'av, of course, the get can be given to the ketana. The Rivam writes, this is explicit. that even though the machlokis in the Mishnah is regarding Nara, hu hadin l'ktana. No? That's exactly that Mishnah of Samachay. Ktana sha'am l'hiskabe d'gite. So in such a case, there's no possibility of shlichus. Eino get, achi get l'yada. But if it will be given to her, that's considered to be a good get. And even though the maskana, the Gemara says, hocha mayaskinan she'eino av, but that wasn't driving the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara was just bothered about the shlichus issue regarding Nara. And that's what forced the Gemara to say that the ukimta is b'makam she'eino av. The Gemara should have immediately said that no. Of course we're talking about a case of eino av, because of yesh lo av, according to Rashi and Gittin, there's no possibility for her to receive the get at all. So that is the raya of Riva, that Eino Chinami, the halacha is, as our Rashi writes, Nara Vuhu Hagdin Liktan. Good? The Rif, right, in the Sigin Gittin, Adaf Laman Mabez and Zafi Harif, assumes as well that we're dealing with the case of only a Nara. A ktana does not have the option of receiving her get b'makom ha'av. The Rif writes the following: that Amar Rava shalosh midos b'katan. There are three different stages in dealing with a katan. If it's a case of tsror v'zorko, egels v'notlo, a katan is old enough that he can distinguish, he can discern. You'll give him a useless rock, he'll throw it out. You'll give him a nut, he will take it. So in such a case then, zochal atzmo, that katan is allowed to acquire, but be'ino zochal acherim, he cannot go ahead and do so on behalf of others. And similarly, ukenegdo biktana, the same thing applies when it comes to a ktana, misgareshes bikdushe aviha, a ktana who is able to differentiate, who is able to discern, she can go ahead and receive her get. The Rif, however, adds the following. When is this true? The possibility of giving a get to a ktana? The Rif adds, Girish, Kagon, Shemes Aviha. That's only referring to a case where there is no Av. Ava v'chaye Aviha, v'hi v'rshus Aviha, Aviha mekabel es gita v'lohi. That is like Rashi in Gittin Da Samach Dalet, that any possibility of a ktana receiving her get, the nosam v'yoda, is kagon shemeis aviyah. Kolzman that the av is alive in such a case, then certainly that can only be given to the av and to none other. So this is the chiddush that the shita sarif is against the view of the Rivam, like Rashi shita and Gittin, that the halacha is nara yes, but certainly not when it comes to a case of a ktana. If this is true, so what do you do with Tosfos Kasha? Our sugya, the Gemara in Kedushin Adav, Mem Dal Maveis. After all, we're talking about a case the Gemara sin of Yesh La'av, and the only problem is the shlichus issue. But certainly, giving the get to the ktana would function. That would allow the get to be chal. So how do you resolve that difficulty? So the Ramban puts forth a couple of possibilities. This Ramban is in the Mochamos and the Flamin of Adav Nadav Yarif in Gittin. One simple teretz the Ramban writes is the following: that enochinami, that ule tamech. In other words, the Gemara rejects the raya. The Gemara says you can't prove anything from that Mishnah Dav Samachay, because after all, hocha mayaskinan, we're talking about a case of ein la'av, finished. And enochinami, the Gemara could have rejected the raya for another reason as well. We must be referring to a case of Eino Av, because it was Yesh Lo Av, so therefore you would not be able to give the get to the Ktana. Eino Chinami. The Gemara could have said such a thing. We could have been Madche, this Raya of Shlichus, that you cannot argue we're talking about a case of Ein Ktana Bechai Ha'av, because Bechai Ha'av Ein Ha'tani Yochol L'Kabel Gitzah. Good. That's a simple teretz that the Ramban writes. Ule tamech, that means eino chinami. The Gemara could have rejected the raya regarding shlichus for one of two possibilities. And eino chinami, the Gemara could have said, hacha mayaskinan eino av, because otherwise there's no yad that the ketana has to accept her get. That's a simple possibility that the Ramban writes. Then the Ramban continues and writes the beautiful chiddush that we touched on in the earlier shiurim. When is there a possibility of a shliach appointing another shliach, and how does that relate to our issue regarding Venara? We saw in the very beginning of this man, right, the chiddush that the Mechaber writes, this is the sheet of the Ramban. The Mechaber writes in Ebenezer and Kuf Mem Alim, in Sif Mem Gimel, Shliach Kabbalah Ein Yochol Limno Shliach. That even though normally speaking we assume the Shliach Osa Shliach, it's possible for one Shliach to go ahead and to appoint another, this is not true when it comes to a Shliach Lit Kabbalah, her Shliach. His Shliach, of course, Shliach Osa Shliach. This is not true as far as her Shliach was concerned. This was one of the many rayas we discussed, that even though there is a pasuk v'shilcha melamed shehi osa shliach, that doesn't mean that you can equate the shliach ha'av with the shliach haba with the shliach of the isha. And one of the nafkaminas was this point, the chiddush of this Ramban, that the shliach lekabbalah ein shliach osa shliach. Why is this true? Ramban writes the following chiddush. This is what the Mechaber quotes: Mishum dahavile mile, because that is mere words. And umile lo mimstrum l'shliach, words cannot be transferred al yedei shlichus. What is this reference? This great chiddush of the Ramban. This is a sugya in Gittin and Daf Samach Vav from the Beis. The following case: a baal says to two individuals, Amar l'shnayim, kisvu utnu get li'ishtim. So there is tzivui habaal. He commands two people, write, deliver this get to my wife. Good. And all of a sudden what happens? V'amar the sofer v'kosav. Those two individuals did not write the get themselves, but they went ahead, these two, and instructed the sofer to do so. What's the difficulty? The pasuk says v'kosav. V'kosav means that we require at least that which we term sivui habal. The baal has to authorize the sofer to go ahead and to write. Was there authorization in this case? Well, the baal authorized the shliach to do so, Amar l'shnayim kisvu tnu, and they turned to the sofer and said, kisvu. So in such a case, is that considered to be tzivui habaal, or is that not? The Gemara says the following, that no, that is not considered to be legitimate, because that is called mile, and mile lo mimsrim l'shliach. Here we're dealing with the concept not of a nesina, but rather tzivui habal. Tzivui habal literally are considered to be words, mile, and mile lo mimsran l'shliach. Through shlichus, as we pointed out, a person can empower one to make a maisa kinyan, to empower one to do a maisa ksiva, a maisa hafrasha, a maisa shchita. However, here, shlichus on tzivui habal, I empower you to instruct, that is not good, that is considered to be mile, mile lo mimsran l'shliach. If you look in the Magid Mishnah Hilchos Gerushin, in Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Beis, the Magid Mishnah writes the following, that this is exactly the Chiddush of the Ramban. Why is it that Ein Shliach LeKabbalah Osa Shliach? After all, because the cause of Ramban, Dahavi lo mile, umile lo olam lo mimsran l'shliach. Shlichus l'kabbalah is considered to be mile. As we pointed out, even though technically speaking it's true that they're doing an act, they are receiving the get, so perhaps in common sense terms I would have said that this is not mile, this is considered to be a maisa, kabbalah saget. That we point out earlier shiurim, that really is not true. I can transfer through the halacha of shlichus a sense of nesiras koach, a din bailim, power of authority. Is that true when it comes to the isha? In the case of isha, she is not the balas haget, right? After all, her das is not necessary. It's considered to be bal karcha. That form of shlichus al pidin is considered to be mile, mile lo mimsran l'shniach. How is this relevant for our issue? The question really is then the following. Our machlokis, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that the Av can makabel the get of Nara Marasa. But the question is, do we allow the Nara herself to do so? Rabbi Yehuda says, of course not. Ein shtei yadayim zochos ke'echad. How can you have two individuals that have a din bailim, and therefore that each one independently can express that dinyar? The question is the following. What is the response of the Chachamim? How would they counter the argument of Rabbi Yehuda that Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos Kecha? One possibility is that we could argue that's not true. The Chachamim maintained that yes, Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kecha. Even though normally it's true, that really is not the case. Usually we're used to a single din bailim. That's exactly what the Gemara said in Gittin, that Zochir Rachmanan Yadi Yaserta. Here it's clear that the Torah goes out of its way and allows for a dual din bailim. Well, on the one hand, the Torah says Nosam Yada, but the Torah also allows the Avianara to marry off this woman, and therefore the Hekesh of Gerishin and Kedushin to allow him to go in to receive her get as well. So, Enochinami, the Pasuk, the Chiddush, is B'hacha Bayaskinen in this instance that Shtei Adayim Zochos Kecha. The other possibility is to maintain that really is not true. In principle, Rabbi Yehuda is certainly correct. Certainly correct. Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos Kecha. That certainly is true. So I'll ask you a question. How can you ever give a get to a Shliach? How is that possible? So here as well, the Chachamim will argue that what do you mean? The Isha is not exercising an independent yad. When the get is given to the Amarasa, she receives it, right, as Shlichusa de'av. The yad is considered to be the Ava'av. But just as there is the possibility of Shlichus, Hu Hadinami, that is true here as well. And even though normally speaking that's true, that a chalos shlichus requires minui, that certainly is the case, but we've discussed there are instances where you can have a chalos shlichus without a formal minui. Perhaps that's the understanding of the sugi we discussed at length of Zechia, and here as well. If the pasuk will say v'nasam yada, and according to Chamin applies even to a case of a nara where avim et kabel es gita, so therefore even without an explicit minui shlichus, there is a chalos shlichus. But whatever she is doing is considered to be shlichusa da'av. That's the chiddush that the Rabban mentions in the Mochamos. Everyone agrees. Ein shtei adayim zochos kecha. She does not have an independent yad. In fact, the Rabban writes the following chiddush. That's exactly the issue of the Gemara and Kedushin and Daf Mem Dalma Beis. Given that according to the Chachamim, the Nara Marasa can accept her get, the Mishnah Pereshes. The question is, can she appoint a Shliach? What's the issue? So the Gemara says, V'hachin kami vayle, mi alima kiyat avia l'shavne ir Shliach. Is her yad comparable to the yad ha'av? Or is it not? What exactly does that mean? That gufa, the Ramban explains, is the safek, the chakir of the Gemara. Is her yad an independent yad? And therefore, of course, she can appoint a shliach? Or do we assume that's not true? That lo alima ki yad avia, you can't equate her yad with his yad. What exactly does that mean? If they can both do so, why is there a difference between him and her? The answer is the following. He is considered to be the Baal HaGet. When she receives the get, in such a case, it is Dash Shlichusa Da'aviyah. If it's Shlichusa Da'aviyah, this question of the Gemara, Na Ramashu Shetash Shliach V'Kabel Gita, that is exactly the same Chiddush as the Rabban formulates of Ein Shliach L'Kabbalah, Osa Shliach. It's exactly the same issue. If she has an independent yad, so in such a case, then wonderful. She can appoint the shliach. If already this is considered to be shlichus, and regarding Kabbalah Saget, Ein Shliachos HaShliach, for the Nara to appoint the shliach is a case of Shliachos HaShliach, that is Milei, Umilei Lo Mimsu L'Shliach. That's exactly the beautiful Kiddush of the Ramban. Then the Ramban goes a step further. The Ramban writes, and what about this issue that we raised? Is it Dafka Nara? Or is it Huha Dilaktana? You know what the Ramban writes? This is exactly Habatalya. This is part of the Diyun of the Gemara itself. If you assume that this is considered to be an independent Yad, so one could envision that there's an independent Yad on the Ketan as well. When the Pasuk says, V'nasan b'yada, even to the Ketanah. But if you will tell me she does not have an independent Yad at all, really it is the father who receives the get. And any other possibility is the Yada Yisera Zachrachmana, meaning her. Why? Because she is considered to be the Shliach of the Av. Bamed Vramamurim, that one can envision Shlichusa the Av, that's only if you're dealing with a Gdola, who is the Bas Das, who is the Bas Ochi of Shlichus. A Nara can serve as a Shliach. A Ktana is not a Bas Shlichus. And therefore, if you assume Shlichus Davi, your two nafkaminas, number one is the Nara herself cannot appoint Shliach, because that is Mile Lemimser L'Shliach. Number two, this is a case of Dafka Nara, and not a case of Ktana. So the Ramban writes, incredibly now, you can't prove from that Sugyin Gitna Dafka Ndalma Bey. That exactly is the Diyun of the Gemara. That is exactly the Shakla Vataya of the Gemara. Nara Masha Tasha Shliach L'Kabbalah Saget. When the Gemara assumes that she can do so. If she can do so, that means that it is not Shlichus Daviyah, that means it's an independent Yad. If it's an independent Yad, the Gemara assumes Huha Dinami Liktana. Once the Gemara rejects this and says that no, Ochama Yaskinan, She'emoa, She'mesa'a, Nuso, in such a case, there is no raya that a Nara can go and appoint a Shliach. And if a Nara cannot appoint a Shliach, why is that true? Because this is not an independent Yad, but this is considered to be Shlichusa, and Mila Minsa Shliach, Ein Shliach Lakabosa Shliach, then Ein Achinami, Nara Velo Tana. That's exactly the Shach Levitari of the Gemara. What was that raya of the Riva? No? That you see from the half of the Gemara was willing to say Tana, yes, of course. Because the Havamina of the Gemara was that a Nara can appoint a Shliach for Kabbalah Saged. That means independent Yad, that means Huad Dinami that comes to Ketana. But once the Gemara is Marche and rejects that possibility, so such a case now, the possibility of Ketana is rejected as well. That's the Chiddush then. The Ramban writes, the Mochamas, Laman Abayis, and Daf Yariv. All of this is Habo Hatalya. And it's not just that don't bring a raya from the Havamim of the Gemara. Or not just, Ulda Tameich. Right? The Gemara could have been Marchen. Oh, that's exactly the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. That is exactly the Diyun. If you look in that Daf and Gittin Daf Lamam Nebeis, right, in the very bottom of the Daf, if you have the Hasagas HaRaivid, here as well, the Raivid assumes, like the Shitas HaRiv, the Daf Ganara, but not when it comes to a case of Tana. A further nafkamina, not only in terms of the details, whether shliach or shliach, or the important detail, whether it's nara b'huadin ketana or nara b'davka b'lo ketana. I'll ask you a very basic issue. Take a look. This is the Ran in Kedushin on Daf Hey Amud Aleph and Daf Yarim. What does this get say? That's a pretty basic issue, no? What does this get say? Rabbi Yehuda says the get can only be given to the father. And the Chacham saying, now, Ohi Oviha. What is the Nusach HaGet? You hand this get to the Nara according to the Chachamim. And what does the get say? No? Hare At? At Mugureshes? Or does it say, Bite? Bitcha Mugureshes? No? What is the Nusach HaGet? You're handing the get to the Eishes Ish. But what does this get say? Does it say you are divorced? Or does it say that your daughter is divorced? This is what the Ran discusses at length. If it's an independent yad, according to Chachamim, then it is at. If you're going to argue that it is considered to be shlichusa da'aviyah, then you have the possibility. Sounds unusual. You're giving the get to her, Beishas Ish, and the nusach ha-get is that your daughter is divorced. But that possibly in the Ran clearly, right, assumes that she is just serving as a shliach. When you give a get to the shliach, the get is going to reflect the fact that Beishas Ish now is a grusha. Do we assume that that's true, right, in this instance as well? So in terms of Tosos's kasha, the raya from that sugya in Kedushin, one possibility the Ramban writes is the technical one, but ulatameich. The other possibility is the alumdus of the Ramban. If you look in the Rashba and Gittin of Samach Dad Mabein, the Rashba quotes the Shita Saraivit. The Rashba writes Abba Haraivit Kosav Hosam beKedushin, Dafka Nara Avoktana Aviyah of Elohi. That we saw with Asaka Saraivit and this very Omud, Mamna Vezna Dabi Arif. And what do you do with that Mishnah, that Sugin Gitnaf Samachay? The Ktana Sha'amra Hiskabalu Gita Inimogreshes, Achia Get Liyada? But isn't it Mashma that if Higia Get Liyada, then Mia Mogreshes? And that's certainly, at least in the Havim, the girl was talking about a case of B'shiyesh La'av. So don't you see that that is a possibility? Like the Sheet of Tosus, like Rashi and Argamar, against the Rif, against the Rashi in Gittin. So here, the Rashba writes name of the Rive of the following additional terrors. That Dafka B'shinosna Aviha Rishus L'kabal Ez Gita. That's referring to a case where the father allows that to occur. Dahavi le kemish molchala oso schus sheisholah the oso shah. The schus hav is nitan lemechila. Vaharehi birshus atzma b'shas kabbalas haget. Let's assume there is no father. So then you can go ahead and give it to the ktana. But she's birshus avia. Mesa'av, Eima'av. So you have a Mishnah that implies that sometimes, even when the father is alive, she can receive her get. Enachinami, just as in a case of Eima'av. So then we don't say Inshteyadayim. So Ruhadinami, right? If Nasan Avir Rishus Bakabal Ez Gita, so therefore the father is Melchel Hiskus. He no longer has any reshus aleha. In such a case, arehi reshus atzma lekabel es gita. That's the chiddush that the Ravid writes. Additional teretz, the two terutzim in the Ramban, right, and then the teretz that the Ravid mentions as well. If you look further in Chiddushei Rambam and Rashba, and that's sugya in Gittin, Rashba raises the following issue. How does this relate, though, simply to the machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish in our Gemara? Ulididi temali. Ledivrei hamafarshim afilu b'ktana pligei. If you assume as Tosus Shita, as the Balamor Shita, then in our Gemara it is nara v'hu hadin l'ktana against the Rif and the Rashi and Gittin and the Ravid. So wait a second. What do you do then with our sugya? Here Rish Lakish says the following: Kemachlokis the gerushin, kach machlokis the kedushin. This mission is referring to gerushin. Would the same be true when it comes to the case of kedushin? We'll have to see them shechas sugya. So as you know, that is the machlokis in Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish writes what is true of gerushin is also true when it comes to kedushin. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, no, that's not true. Gerishin is Balkarcho. Maybe when it comes to Gerishin, yes. But when it comes to Kedushin, that certainly is not true. That is a via of Elohi. The Das certainly is the Das Av. But Reish Lakish disagrees and writes, it's not true. Kamach Lokas, the Gerishin, Kach Mach Lokas, the Kedushin. So what does that mean? Nara Uadin Ktana. Just as the Nara and the Ktana can accept their get, Uadin Amla comes to Kedushin, of course that's not true. When it comes to a Ktana can be Mekabel Kiddusheha Al Yedei Atzma. Of course, Mamashenim Ukadeshim. Even Bisha'ima, if there is no one. But a Ktana has the right to Mekabel Kiddusheha. Certainly that's not true. And Vafilo Kishitim Tiloma, the law comer Ella Bamashil Choko Bepeheri Masnisin, Vahinu Nara. And maybe you'll tell me that, good, when Reish Lakish maintained Kamachlokis the Gershon, Kachmachlokis, when it comes to Kedushin, that's only referring to the case of Nara. But Atak Ditikshen, according to Reish Lakish, if it's because of the Hekish, of the Yatsa, and Vahais Lishacher, so in such a case, why should you distinguish? So the Rashba just simply comments the following, that certainly this element of Reish Lakish is Binara Bovatlinging. And even though Reish Lakish says that Makish Havai Liyatsiyah, and what is true when it comes to a get is true when it comes to a Kedushin as well, that is only Mishum De'efsha. Ava B'Ktana D'lo Efsha, when it comes to a case of a Ktana, where she certainly cannot be mekabeles kiddusha, ain done in yevsha miyevsha. After all, because the chiyikat ish ishaksiv, klomer as the pasuk says that ish gadol and ishakdola. So in that regard, the Rashba writes it's clear that the hekesh would not apply, and even if you assume clearly that nara and hu hadin ktana, that's only as far as gerishin is concerned. Where there's a possibility of v'nosan biyada, mashenki, when it comes to kedushin, certainly a ktana receiving the kesef of kedushin is out of the question. This issue, who is considered to be the bal haget in the sense of who is mikabel again? Is it an independent yad, or do we assume that no, it's just shlichusa da aviha? This could be relevant for the following. The Gemara writes in Gittin Daf Samach Daf Mabeis, when is it ever possible for a Ktana to receive her get? Ktana hayodas lishmor es gita, then megoreshes. If she ain't yodas lishmor es gita, then ain't megoreshes. If the Ktana is considered to be so young that she can't even exercise proper shmirah, Eina yodas lishmor es gita, in such a case, Eina megoreshes. Eina megoreshes. So there is a ktana who cannot even receive the get at all. Eina megoreshes. Rashi writes the following comment, Gittin Daf Samach Daf Mabein. Since this is true, after all, the pasuk says, Dixiv v'shil chami beso. What does that mean? Mi shemishalcha ve'eino chozeres. It means woman is sent out of the Beis Habal, and she understands what that means. Mishalcha ve'eino chozeres. Yatza zu, with exception, this young girl, shemishalcha ve'chozeres. In that case, that is not considered to be a get. That's what Rashi quotes in the Sugni of Amos Nafkuf Yud Gimel Mabeis. Rashi continues and writes the following, Yilkach, Afilu b'kabolas aviha einam megoreshes. Even if the get will be given to the father, that is not considered to be legitimate. She is the one who receives the get. If the father receives the get, that's always b'toras a yadi yaser to the zachir rachmana. And if she cannot receive the get, so therefore even al yedei ha'av, that is not true. And Tosus writes in Gittin Samatah the Meizr Masuk of Achoshen Yachal that no, V'Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish the Al Yedei Aviha Miskareshes Af Agav She'eni Yodas Lishmor Es Gita. Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, When the Gemara here writes that if she is so young, you can't have the Maisa Gerishin. That is not called Vishilcha Mibeso. That's Mishmishalcha V'Chozeres. That is only as far as the ability to give her the get. But Al Yedei Avia, of course, that is considered to be the case. The fact that you can't give the get to her because it's not considered to be Vishilcha, but you can give the get to the Av, Poshav Shat Rabbi Natan, it means the Av is the one who has the din by them in such an instance, and therefore that is considered to be a proper Maisa Nesina. So this is what we touched on earlier in the year. Mila Mims from the Shliach, how Shlichus L'Kambala functions, and the beautiful Kiddush the Ramban, that these issues are all Habatalia. Whether it's Mila, whether it's not, whether it's transfer of Yad, or whether it's Shlichus L'Av. And as the Mechamas writes it, that's exactly the issue. Whether you're going to assume Nara Buhu Hadin Laktana, or whether you assume that no, B'dafka Nara, but not Aktana, because Aktana is not considered to be Abbas Alfi Yoshnichus. Now, regarding this machlokis between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, again, our Gemara cites the Mishnah, in Gittin Dav Samach Dalet Amud Beis, He Vavia Mekavlin Es Gita. And Rav Yehuda disagrees and maintains it's only Al Yedei Avia. So now, as we discussed, Reish Lakish says that machlokis begerishin, kach machlokis when it comes to kedushin. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, no, that is not true. When it comes to kedushin, divrei hakol aviha velohi. What exactly is the chiddush, Rabbi Yochanan? Why should you distinguish between gittin as opposed to kedushin? So Rabbi Yochanan explains the following very simply. When it comes to kedushin, which is only midaita, so therefore is the das aviha, and therefore aviha velohi. When it comes to gerishin, which is balkarcha, no das is necessary at all, so simply the maisa nesina, so then one could argue ben he, ben avina. That's what the Gemara suggests, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, is that really true? What about when it comes to a case of mamra, the Gemara says? This we discussed earlier as well. When it comes to the relationship of Yibum, Zikas Yibum, the Pasuk says, Yivamo Yavaleha. Midaraisa, all that is necessary is Maisa Bia, but Midrabanan, we require a prior Kinyan. That was the Sugi Yisam Kedushin of Yabeis Mabeis, that it is considered to be Pritzutza. If one is Mekadesh Bibia, and the parallel Sugi Nivamas and Daphnun Beis, Hu Hadinami, if the Maisa Yibum is done without the prior Kinyan Kesevav Maimon. That's the discussion that we saw, the two different readings of Tosus. Whether Yibum requires Eidus Lekimah of them. The Gemara raises the following kasha. Maimer is Midato, and yet that is Ben He, Ben Avia. So how can Rabbi Yochanan maintain that the only possibility to allow her to accept is because Das is not needed, but Kol Zman the Das is required? Certainly it is the Das Ha'av that is the Koveya. That's not true. When it comes to the case of Mamar, Das is necessary, and yet we assume Ben He, Ben Avia. The Gemara answers that no. There Hassam the Mamar Balkarcho the Rebbe. This is Aliba the Rebbe. And according to Rebbe Shita that no, Mamar can occur even Balkarcho. And therefore, perhaps that's exactly as we mentioned. When Das is not needed, then Ben He Ben Avia. When Das is required, it is the express Das Ha'av and not the Das of the Bas. And the Gemara continues and quotes the Braisa. Ha'oser Maimer Shalomi Data. According to Rebbe Kana, according to the Chachamim Lo Kana. What is that machlokes? Mama Bar Karcha. According to Rebbe, that is fine. According to the Chacham, that certainly is not the case. The Gemara suggests the following. Mamre to Din D'Rabban. Like me, D'Araisa, there's no need for Kedusha Kesef when it comes to Yibum. But as the Gemara often tells us, that Koma de Tikkun Rabbanan came D'Araisa Tikkun, that whenever there is an institution, Rabbanan, the Chacham did not create the Hagdar Yesh Miayin, but rather that is pattern, that is modeled after the Din Daraisa. So if you had to create the institution of Maimer, patterned after a model Daraisa, what would that model be? What is the model Daraisa? And here, Paul Shepshat, there are two possibilities. One could argue that Maimer, which is the Kinyan of Yibum, Durabonon, is patterned after Bias Yibum, Yibum Daraisa. Or perhaps one could argue the following, that Maimer, which is a form of Kedushei Kesev, is patterned after Kedushei Kesev Daraisa, which is Kedushei Yisha. That, Poshep Shad is the machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. What is the basis? What is the institution after which Maimer is patterned? Bias Yibum or Kedushei Yisha? Rabbi maintains it is patterned after Bias Yibum, and therefore, Afilu Bal Karcho. If Yibum is Bal Karcho, therefore Maimer is Bal Karcho. According to the Chachamim, that is patterned after Kedushin Isha, just as Kedushin is Midaita in Bal Karcho Lo, the same thing applies when it comes to Maimer Isma. Good? What is that machlokes? Why should you choose to pattern Maimer after Yibum? Why should you argue, as the Chachamim do, no, to pattern after Kedushei Isha? What exactly is that machlokes? One possibility is the problem. Maimer certainly is an example of Kedushin. That is, right, Midrabanan, right, the initial stage of the Zika that is going to result in the Bias Yibum. What is the issue of whether you can equate this with Yibum, or do you equate this with Kedushei Kesev? The Gemara earlier in Kedushin, the Avdal Mabez, raises the following. We know that Aisha Niknis, the Kesev, Shtar, and Bia. The Gemara says, how do we know that Bia works for Kedusha Kesev, for Kedushin? How do you know that's true? The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says, Ki Yika Kishisha Uvama. What do you want the Pasuk to say? Malame Shaniknis Bebia. Bia. Bia is Mamish Bafurish Bakra. No? Kedusha Bia is Bafurish Bakra, Ki Yika Kishisha Uvama. Shtar. That's based on a hekesh, of makesh havai liyatsia. We know that shtar functions when it comes to gerushin. A hekesh tells us that it functions when it comes to gerushin. And how do you know kedusha kesef? That's a gzera shava, kika kikisha. Here you have three possibilities, no? That which is mefurish b'kra, that which is derived of a hekesh, and that which is derived from gzera shava. Like the Rambam in the very beginning of Hokus Yishus already tells us that there's a difference in Kedusha Kesef as opposed to Kedusha Shtar and Bia. Kedusha Shtar and Bia is Daraisa, Kesef is Midifai Sofrim. That's the Yishinish. There's a difference between the quality of Drush of Kesef as opposed to Shtar and Bia. Bia, I understand. Bia is Mufurish Bakra. But even though Shtar and Kesef are derived from Yidu Aminas, apparently you see, according to the Rambam, an important Yiddish. We've discussed this in earlier Shiurim, that there's a different quality to Hekesh as opposed to Gzeres Shava. A Hekesh perhaps is Mefurish Bekra. That's what you see from the Rambam, Mefurish Bekra. As opposed to a Gzeres Shava, which is considered to be a Drasha Daraisa, a Drasha, but that already is Torah Shabbat Peh, that is not considered to be Torah Shabbat Sal. So the Gemara says, Kedushe Bia, explicit. The Gemara raises the following. Why do you need a pasuk? The Gemara says, "Valo dinu." Can't you derive kedusha bia based on the following? That umaya vama she niknes bekesef, umaya vama she ain niknes bekesef, niknes bebia. Midaraisa, when it comes to yibum, kesef of course not. But niknes bebia, kesef no, bia yes. zu so schnicknis bekesse, so certainly ain't odin schnicknis for beer. That's the Gemara's kasha. What do you need the pasuk for? You could have derived kedusha bia kavachomer based on yibum. No. The Gemara answers that Dalva beis that no Amar Rav Ashi meikra de dina pircha. Meikra de dina pircha. Your kavachomer is inherently flawed. You can reject the kavachomer based on two reasons. One is called Yochiach and one is called a Pircha, no? Oh, Yochiach means that your structure remains intact, except that you're making your Kavachor from A to B. I will invoke C that perhaps can be used to demonstrate the opposite. Good? A Pircha means that the Kavachor doesn't get off the ground. It means there's an inherent flaw. It's not for us now. We'll discuss this maybe on a Thursday. There are differences between whether a kavachomer is rejected based on yochiyah or whether it's rejected based on a pircha. A pircha is something which is much more substantive, much more fundamental. No, it means the whole kavachomer doesn't get off the ground, as opposed to something which often din is yochiyah. Rashi says mikra d'din a pircha. How can you even envision a kavachomer if yibum certainly kedushin? Why? Because Mali Yavama Shekein Zekuka V'Omenet. Mali Yavama Shekein Zekuka V'Omenet. When it comes to the case of Yibum, this was not a new relationship. There's a relationship of Zika. There already is Midaraisa, that which ties the Yavam to the Yavama. And therefore, what works when it comes to Yibum cannot necessarily be broadened to apply to Kedushin, which is that initial stage of the creation of Yishus. Good? Mali Yavama Shekein Zekuk of Amenes. So take a look at the Tosus, Navdalma Beis and Kedushin, the Ras Choma. Tosus is bothered by the following. Tosus raises a kasha based on a Gemara in Bava Kama. For us, the details of Sugya Bava Kama, it's not necessary to understand the Kasha of Tosus. But Tosus' Kasha is what Tosus refers to as Kol Ze Achnis. Kol Ze Achnis. What does that mean? Literally, throw all of that into the Kavachomer. Throw all of that into the Kavachomer. Right? In English, Kol Ze Achnis means one word, right? Despite. That's it. So why not make the following kavachomer? Ma yevama, afal pi she's a kukav omedet. Take the punch of the Gemara. Yibum is unique because there's already a relationship. Yes, so restructure the kavachomer to include that fact. When it comes to yibum, despite the fact that there already is a zika, still ain't no nikness bekesef but nikness bebiya. So Isha, Shniknis Bekesev, Einodin, Shniknis Vebiyah. Tosus says, throw all that into the Kavachomer. What do you mean? Me'ikra d'dina pircha. Incorporate that into the Kavachomer. Kol Zachnis. When it comes to Yibum, despite the fact that there's already a Zika, but still, Kesef accomplishes nothing, only Bia. So in cases where Kesef works, Ain't odin, sheniknis bebiya. That's Tosus' discussion. Incorporate that fact of zakuk of omedes into the structure of the kavachomer. That's what we call kozachnis. So Tosus says, you know what? There must be something about zakuk of omedes that doesn't allow you simply to throw this into the pile, to incorporate this into the kavachomer. Why is that? So Tosfos has two possibilities. The Ri and Rav Elazar Mishazna, the two Tirutzim of Tosfos. The Ri writes the following. You know what it means? Ma Yavam Shekein Zekukov Omedes. There already is a link between the Yavam and the Yavama. What was the link? This woman was already married to the deceased brother. And the rewrites, Iker mitzvah salahakim lachiv shem. The very essence of the purpose of Yibum is to perpetuate the memory of that brother. Iker mitzvah salahakim ala shem. Well, so if that's true, that is the nature of the mitzvah Yibum, to perpetuate achiv hameis. So you understand very well why, of course, Yibum works. Bia will be that vehicle of lahakim lachim shem, not kesef. So that's what the Gemara means. Mali yavama shekein zekuka v'omedes. When it comes to Yibum, it's a mitzvah of Yibum. The mitzvah is lahakim shem. So of course bia works. That's the vehicle of hakamas Hashem. Yibum will take place. Not that this is necessary, as we pointed out earlier, Shirin. That's the Tosfos Nivam Masandav Chacham and Aleph. Sometimes, the Shirin Esid Ocholosa say, "Oh, we allow Mamish as a Tchilas Bia," because technically speaking, that's called a Ma'aseh Bia as well. Yeah, but in principle, the pasuk envisions that the Yavam, the Yavama, a child will perpetuate by the deceased brother. That's Bia. But what link does that have with Kesef? What link does that have to Kedushin? So that's what the Gemara means. Again, Meikra Dedina Pircha. There's an inherent flaw. And that is the Kuk of Omedes. That's the reason. Rav Lazar Mishazna writes the following. You know what the Kuk of Omedes means? The following. That the Tchilas Yishus was already established. There already is a quasi Yishus. That's called Zika. And therefore, what is the purpose now of Yevama Yavla Avdiya? Blaz Mishazna writes the following, Eina Osa Ela Gomeres Kedushin Harishon. This Bia is the Gemara HaKedushin. The Gemara HaKedushin. The Ishus has already been created. This is the Gemara Ishus. But when it comes to Kedushin, that you are creating the issues anew, Yibum is irrelevant. That's not what Yibum does. And you can't have a Kal v'chomer that if Yibum can consummate Gemar issues, so therefore Bia can create issues. That's not what's happening here. You're not creating a new relationship. Mali Yavam and Shekein Zekuk of Omedes. So those are the two terutzim of the Ri, and Rav Lazar Mishazna. In order to explain why Yibum is so different than a case of Kedushin, and why this Kal v'chomer is inherently flawed, Mikra Dinina Pircha. These two possibilities of the Ri and Rav Lazar Mishazna seem to revolve around the following issue. When it comes to Yibum, Yavam Yavaleh, to what extent do we view Yibum as Kedushei Bia? The Pasuk says, Yavam Yavaleh. The Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Yishisha Uvala. Ki Yikach Yishisha Uvala means Kedushei Bia. You can establish, now that we have the Pasuk, you can establish issues through Bia. To what extent do we assume that that's exactly what is occurring when it comes to Yibum? You are establishing issues through a kinyan of Yibum. To what extent is Yibum considered to be Kedushei Bia? If you look in the Zer Avram, Nachum Zemba, Siman Chav Dalet, Oz Beis, quotes the Marik, where the Marik writes that, you know what Yibum is? Yibum is Kedushei Bia. And you know what the Marik quotes as a raya to assume that that's true?
that Yibum is Kedusha Bia, he quotes the Gemara Kedusha Nadav Dalet on the base. The Gemara was willing to derive Kedusha Bia from Yibum. If not for the fact that you could have disagreed with the Kal Vachomer. But if not for the technical disagreement, one could have argued that we will derive Kedusha Bia from Yibum. What's the Tara Shabbos Shaman? Because that's what Yibum is. The Kinyan Yishus Adiyah. Pashu Pshat, that Ha'ar of the Marik, that Yibum is Kedusha Bia, is exactly the two terutzim of the real Lag Mishazna. What is the teretz of the Gemara? Mikra Dina Pircha, Mami Avala Shekein Tzikuku Vomendez. No? You're right. The Gemara in Havamina was willing to derive Kedusha Bia from Yibum. The Maskana is absolutely not. Why absolutely not? You know what the rewrites? Because Yibum and Kedusha Bia are fundamentally different. Yibum is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Lahakim la'achiv shem. The mitzvah, lahakim, lachiv shem, is ayidei bia. What in the world does that have to do with Kedusha Bia? That's against the Marik. Yeah, the Gemara in Havamin was willing to do so, but the Maskan is, these are worlds apart. Rabbi Elazar Mishazna maintains, no, in essence the structure is true, that Yibum is a form of Kedusha Bia. But you know what? You can't learn Kedusha Bia from Yibum. You know why? Because Yibum is Gomeres Kedusha Rishon. That clinches the Kedusha. It's Kedusha Bia. It clinches Kedusha Bia. But you can't derive from that that it can create the initial stage of Erisin. But according to Mishazna, the fundamental view that there is a link between Yibum and Kedusha Bia remains intact. Right? The Dechia is the more technical one, that degree. Now, this is the culmination of Ishus, not the creation of Ishus. This is the Gemara Ishus, Gemara Kedusha. According to the Re, they're worlds apart. This is a mitzvah of Kama Shem. Nothing at all to do with the cases of Kedusha. See, why is this relevant to our issue? Because of the following. Mamar certainly is Kedusha. Kedusha, the Rabbana, that's not Yibum. That's not the mitzvah, Lakam Lach Yishem. Mamar is an example of Kedusha Keset, the Rabbana, B'malkom Zika. And you want to know, if you're going to model Mamar after that, which is Daraisa, what do you look for? What do you look for? Well, if Mamar is Kedusha Yibum, we want to look for a model Nidaraisa of Kedusha. Of Kedusha. So Reb Chaim suggested the following Chiddush, that if you assume that Yibum is Kedusha Bia, then what Rebbe says is very mistaber. The model of Maimer, which is Kedusha Yibum Derabanan, is going to be patterned after Kedusha Bia Daraisa, namely Yibum. And therefore, just as Yibum is Bal Karcho, Maimer also is Bal Karcho as well. In terms of our scheme of the Tanei Zotosos, that seems to follow Rabbi Elazar Mishazna, that writes that there's clearly between Kedusha Bia and Kedusha Yibum. Bias Yibum and Kedusha Bia. Of course that's true. What about according to the Shita of the Chachamim? One could argue as follows. Yibum is not a form of Kedusha at all. As the Re maintains, the mitzvah of Yibum is one of Hakam Hashem. v'hakim shem la'achiv. And if the Chachamim instituted Kedushin d'Rabbanan b'makom Yibum, you can't pattern that after Bias Yibum. Mali v'amishakim z'kukum v'onedes. In the sense that that Yibum is l'hakim l'achiv shem, unrelated to Kedushin Bi at all. And if you are seeking for a model of Kedushin d'Araisa, and you want a pattern mimer after that, so therefore your model must be Kedushei Isha, which is only Midaita, which is not Bakarka. That's how B'Shem Reb Chaim explained Machlokes between Rebbe and Achamim and Har Gemara. Whether Yibum is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma l'hakim shem l'achir, in which case Mamre will be patterned after Kedusha Isha, which is Midaita, or according to Rebbe, that no, that Yibum is a form of Kedusha Bia, so what do you have to look elsewhere for? You want to know a model of Kedushin that applies to a case of Yibum? It's Bias Yibum. And just as that is considered Bar Karko, who has an Amid, that would apply to Mamre as well. Take a look at a couple of points. Number one is, take a look in our Sameach, Hilchos Yibum, Perakei Halacha Aleph. Our Sameach quotes a fascinating Chiddush named Yerushalmi, which seems to be against this approach. And then we'll deal with another issue. A very simple kasha. Let's assume in principle I'm willing to allow Mimer to function Bal Karka. Mimer is derived from Yibum, Yibum is Bal Karka, Slef will argue Mimer is Bal Karka. Okay, doesn't bother me. Good, Rebbe Shiva. But a very simple question. Now, I understand what Yibum Bal Karka means. Now, there's a Maisa Yibum Bal Karka Shal Yisha. I understand what that means. What does it mean, Mimer Bal Karka? What does it mean, Mimer Bal Karka? What exactly does that mean? Just as that there's a kinyan of kesef, when it comes to issues, there's a kinyan kesef, right, regarding zika. And that kinyan can occur bal karcha. Doesn't the kinyan require das kona, das makna? What is kesef tradition? It's a hakna. The Baal is makna the kesef kedushin b'isha, and the woman acquires. Even if technically you're speaking, you'll argue that das is not needed, but can you affect the kinyan bal karcha? In the sense that he'll hand her the money, and she refuses to accept the money. So therefore the money will be forced upon her. Is that considered to be Haknas HaKesef? Even if in principle you'll tell me that the fancy heightened das is not necessary, but how can Mamre work Bal Karcha? If there is no das kone, so is the money hers? Is she receiving the money? That you could argue that this is considered to be comparable to a Kesef Kedushin. So take a look at the Ktos, right, in Simon Reish, Katan Hay. This is where the Ktos discusses the following. Forget about Maimon. When it comes to a get can be given Bal Karcha. Now, what does that mean about get? Maybe get does not require a kinyan. No? You're makne the get to the woman. Well, then how can you have a get Bal Karcha? Maybe good. You don't require that das over shaberva, but if she's not willing to receive, how is that considered to be a hakanah? And then obvious chiddush then that the rush that the Ktos will argue, maybe get does not require a hakanah. Maybe all get requires is the nasan the other, a mais and a sina. And if all you need is the nasan the other, so of course you can envision a get bal karcha. This we'll have to discuss that Rebbe's possibilities, you can have Maimon Bar Karcha, is a very different understanding entirely of Das Kon and Das Makna, to allow for this to occur even Bar Karcha. So take a look first at the Rosh Sameach and take a look at Ekzos, right, in Simon Rosh.